This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. While hundreds of thousands of pro-life marchers braved bitter cold to lament 56 million abortions in America, the President of the United States was celebrating 41 years of abortion in a single soundbite, linking abortion to an opportunity to fulfill dreams. The President ignored convincing polling data that a majority of Americans simply disagree. Another new poll shows 62% of Americans want more abortion restrictions. Meanwhile, Pope Francis tweeted his support for marchers in D.C., saying that he was praying for them. In response to that tweet, one MSNBC host, Chris Jansing, actually expressed shock that Pope Francis opposed abortion. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. The war on women is beginning to be turned around on abortion. Representative Chris Smith, speaking to the March for Life, said abortion is the ultimate exploitation of women and children. Smith ran through a litany of pro-life legislation and advances as well as pro-abortion scandals to show support growing in America for a pro-life sentiment. The U.S. House votes next week to completely ban taxpayer funding of abortions. November's election campaigns, just months away now, will likely focus on pro-abortion opposition to such bills in the U.S. Senate. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.